Blog Talk Radio. right. There's just some Hagar to put in your pipe and smoke. Hey, everybody. I'm here. If you can hear me, I'm here. Because I can't get in the chat room. It ain't going to let me. It don't fucking like me. BTR hates my fucking guts. I don't know what the fuck's going on, man. I don't know. I cannot do shit in chat. If you can hear me, let me know in the chat. I can see you. I see Mikey. I see Trump. I'm just fucking shit. I'm sorry, Gunslinger. But I see Gunslinger and Mike in here, but I just can't fucking, I can't do shit. I can't type. Usually I type welcome you usually when I first start the show, but I can't, you know. Okay, so you can hear me. That's good. At least we got that fucking going for us. That ain't fucked up. Man, I got this pain in the back of my leg all of a sudden. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's like a sharp burning pain. I don't know if I have a blood clot. We're going to take a look. Just out of curiosity, I'm going to take a look. Let's see what the fucking YouTube God tells us, you know. Let's see. Sharp leg. Let's see. What the hell? We got to measure ourselves, we? Let's do some diagnostics. Get rid of Sammy Hagar. Leg pain can mean heart danger. Okay. Well, let's take a listen to that. Let's see what it says.
David Dow thought he was just having back problems, that his legs were hurting as a result. But as it turns out, that pain may have saved his life.
I started working out with a personal trainer to try and work at the back issue and get my legs back in order. And kind of over probably a period of 2-3 months, I discovered that it wasn't really the back, that it was more of an issue with vascular problems.
Peripheral arterial disease is, for most people, really a disease that affects the vessels in the lower extremities, causes an obstruction. The cause of it is arteriosclerosis, which is a buildup of cholesterol.
Well, I'm sure getting old
has
a lot to do with it.
Inside an artery, it's almost like a scab.
Like a motherfucker in my office chair. Like,
frequently, it's an unstable scab. And when that happens, you get blood clot on top of it. If one has PAD, there are two issues. What happens to your leg, and then what happens to your life?
Oh, I think for sure it's a wake-up call. You know, the old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm sure that I not only have the vascular issues in my lower extremities, but I'm sure I have them in other parts of my body.
The real issue relates to the fact that this is sort of a benchmark or a hallmark of disease that's all over. I mean, peripheral arterial disease and this atherosclerosis and cholesterol that builds up causing it, this is like having gray hair. You don't get it on one side of your head. So if you've got it in your leg, you're going to have it other places. Nearly a quarter of patients who have claudication will end up dying by the end of 5 years. And the majority of those cases really are related to cardiac problems. If patients have severe claudication to the point where they have difficulty walking even short distances and their disease is more advanced, a little over half of them will die by 5 years. So this is a marker of the life-threatening disease.
You know, catching it finally at my age and quitting smoking and trying to do something about it will maybe prevent having this thing continue on, you know, throughout the rest of the body.
Well, that just tells me I'm going to die in 5 fucking years, you know? So I might be getting ready to kick the bucket on you guys. Fuck it. I'm out of here. Fuck. Then my problems will be over with BTR. Anyway, Gunslinger, you're on with me, brother. Anyway. Let's see. What
no else. Problem with being at BTR now. They won't have to worry about you. Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
Hasta la vista, baby.
I don't know. It's like a pinched nerve or something. It's like a fucking, it was a sharp pain. And it like started like the lower thigh down back the knee, you know, the back leg of the leg down the calf a little bit, you know. Let's say about maybe a good 12 inches of it. Shocking pain. I might have pulled something. Who knows?
That's called a sciatic nerve.
Yeah, that usually goes down to your ass, though, don't it? I don't know.
And
it
goes
down,
down the back of your leg, too. Go down the back of one leg
on your feet. Absolutely. I got a buddy that's got that fucking issue.
You know?
I mean, I don't feel no bumps
or nothing, no lumps in the leg, but feels kind of numbish, feeling, and
it might be from the fucking cold, though. Who knows? Fuck it, man. Fuck it. So anyway, wow, my last show was shitty. My last show was fucking dead. Nobody comes to my show. Nobody comes to the show anymore. I'm starting to turn into George Censor, you know?
I guess so. Poison Censor, bitch.
Yeah, I'm starting to catch on to Lori Ann. She's kind of running her show like George Censor a little bit, you know? I'm like, wait a minute, Lori Ann, what are you doing? Tell us about rules. Yeah.
Oh,
what's up with that? I mean, you ain't got no issues with anybody, so why would you do that? I just don't, you know. I don't know. Whatever. Hey, whatever floats your boat. I don't care. I don't have no fucking rules in my show. I believe in free will. You know what I mean? I don't believe in restricted control and shit of fucking nobody. You know? So, anything. Mikey's got his hand up here. Yep. Got to have your hand up. Goddamn. I pull anybody in. I don't give a fuck.
Raise your fucking hand up. Goddammit. You got rules here. We'll follow
yeah, don't raise
rules.
Your hand up at me. I think you're giving me the finger. That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, Ron.
Put that finger
you motherfucker.
There you go. By the way, I talked with Kat last night, and for some reason she doesn't like you very much for some reason.
Me?
Ron. Yes.
Why
you.
Me?
She called you a liar, and she called you this, that, and the other, and you know, and it's like I didn't argue okay. with her much. I just let her vent and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and all that stuff, and it's like whatever.
That's
you know?
Fine. I don't care what Kat says about me. You know, don't give a shit.
Yeah. What was it? Yesterday, I put those two clips in the chat room. What was it? 2 days ago? Or yesterday? Whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
I thought you'd like those two clips that I put in the chat room about the.
Yeah, I can't remember them, Mikey. I don't remember.
Yeah,
I'm brain dead.
One of them was a gun.
I played them, didn't I play them?
You played them.
I thought I played them.
You played them.
Yeah, I thought I
played them. When I called in to talk about them, you say, "Well, I'm."
Right.
I was on the phone. You say, "Well, I've got to go because I've got
right.
to do." You know, tomorrow I'm calling it quits early tonight or whatever.
Right.
That type of thing, but yeah.
Yeah, well, that's cool. But anyway, I'm gonna get back on this Kat topic. So she hates my guts. I'm a no good motherfucker liar, son of a bitch, no good fuck. God,
sorry,
bastard.
Some
things you said about me.
Here's
the old bastard.
The
no good motherfucker.
She compared
all those things.
Yeah, she compared you to one George Censor.
Really? Well,
oh my God!
That makes me think she likes me.
I think so.
You know?
Jeez,
I'm saying. I mean, she's a big George Censor fan. Loves him. Yeah, you know,
oh,
I think if she wasn't married, she'd be up there in New York, you know, trying to pounce on him, pretty much. You know.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're on my show, you're on the call list. You need to break your fucking hand at press one. There are my rules. That's why I run this motherfucking show. And if you don't fucking smart mouth me and cuss me back, fuck you. And kiss my
yeah,
is that how it goes?
Yeah,
go. The rules? That's how it works. All right, we got another caller online here. All right, here we go.
Go fuck
welcome
yourself.
Welcome to Crazy Nation
on.
Radio. You're on. Now Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. How are you doing?
Hey, it's Kat.
Oh, God, Jesus. I spoke of the devil and it appeared. Look at this. God damn.
There it is.
Rosemary's baby's here.
Rosemary's. So I like to say something just right now.
Okay, go ahead.
This guy named Mike Pasqua, the retard from Louisiana.
Yeah.
I don't want him to ever call me again, ever.
Well,
never.
He just told me that you cussed me out and compared me to George Censor.
Well,
God damn,
go.
I thought you loved me,
and
Kat.
And I did all
fuck.
That to see because he runs his mouth. And I
he
did
does.
It just to prove to you all how he runs his mouth.
Uh-huh.
So I'm telling Mike Pasqua, I don't want him to ever call my home again.
You hear that, Mike?
He calls me late at night. I say, Mike, I've got to go to bed, or I'm in bed. I don't want to talk. Yeah. I don't like Mike. I've given him chance after chance. He's just, you know what he is? He's a gossip. He's just
a gossip, maybe he likes you all the time. Yeah, but maybe he might like you in a special way, Kat. You know, he might be infatuated with you. He's a stalker.
He's like George Spencer. He's just a gossip. He gets all the sympathy. He's dumb. He can only repeat other things that he said. And I'll say this. I can't say it to his face, but I'll tell him right here and now. He's just, I'm really fucking serious. Don't ever call my house again.
You get that, Mike? He's listening.
He's on the line now.
I've tried to call you that I can't get through, so
according to her, you're tormenting her for some reason. Are you stalking her or something, or do you like old chicks? I mean, you don't like old chicks? Kat's not a bad looking woman though, man. She's not bad looking.
He's had this woman who takes care of his mother to call me to ask me questions. I do not want him to call me again.
Oh, my
ever.
God. That's crazy. Do you do that,
Freaking
Mikey?
Boy.
Do you have other people call Kat?
I only had her talk to you.
Mike, look.
I'm trying to figure out why.
You're a mean little son of a bitch, okay? That's all you are. You're a mean, gossipy little son of a bitch. And you've been found out now, so don't call me ever again. Just let it go. But don't pretend. Call me up and want sympathy for your mother. And I gave you sympathy even after the bullshit stuff you did to me before. I still gave you sympathy because of your mother. And, like, I care about another woman going through what she's going through. But God bless that woman having to put up with your ass. Just God bless her. If I was near you, Mike, I would come and burn your fucking house down. How mean fucking, you're just a mean, cruel little son of a bitch. That's all you are.
Wow. Well, Mike, you've been called out, bro. I mean, it sucks to be you, but, you know, that's, you know, yeah, I mean, why would you... Well, can you explain yourself at all?
It always sucks to be me. You know, that's just a given.
Poor Mikey.
No, I'm not saying that it sucks to be you, but I'm just saying, are these accusations true that we're hearing? Do you just call her out of the blue in the middle of the fucking night for no reason, or what, you know, why would you do that?
Well, not in the middle of the night.
Late at night when I'm saying, I'm tired, I'm in bed, or I need to go to bed. But he gets sympathy because I thought his mother was dying or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just don't call me, Mike. Don't call me. And how dare y'all sit here and entertain him like he's telling the truth about anything.
Kat, quit it. Don't start on me. You know better. You know I'm an antagonizing motherfucker. You know I'll antagonize to hear the truth. Because, one, I don't think you would say those things about me. You know, so I had to, you know what I mean? So I played with it. You know,
I love you, sweetheart.
You know I love you, Kat. You know I like you. You know I care about you. You know what I mean? You know that. I will talk to you any given time. We've never had a problem, have we? But to refer me to be like George Cinder is an insult. I'm hurt. I'm crying. I'm in tears right now. I'm just totally, God, we've been friends for how many years? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I did say that because Mike had pissed me off. I said, you go on those stupid shows. You know me, I get going, I say things.
Uh-huh.
But I'm so mad at him.
Uh-huh.
Come on here. I would never go on air and talk about other people. Have you heard me come on air? Haven't I gotten on you guys when you talk about George Senzer? I said, God, if y'all going to, why are y'all even on a show? You talking about George Senzer? Just stop it. Y'all heard me say that many times.
You well, because he's funny to talk about. He's something to talk about because we don't like him. So we want to torment him. Because he's
but
a pain in
the ass. Why would Mike come on here and say the things he just said? Why would he come on here and gossip?
I don't know. He just wanted to let me know how much he hated me, I guess. And I took him seriously. I believe him. That you called me a liar and a George Senzer. A lying George Senzer, apparently what he was saying that I was. That you
a
said
liar,
I was.
George Senzer.
Yep. I'm a liar and I'm like George Senzer. That's what he said. And I'm saying, well, that's cool.
No, I probably said you are all liars. And you're all just like George Senzer.
No, he specifically meant it towards me, directly to me. I was the one. I mean, I feel honored in a way. I feel a little honored, but there again, hurt too at the same time.
The
my feelings are hurt. I'm a very emotional
when
person.
That's what you said when we talked last night.
Listen to
Yeah.
No, we didn't talk, Mike. You called me up and annoyed me to no end, and I went off on you. And I told you you went on these stupid shows just to run your mouth and just repeat what you'd heard on television or on other shows and how dumb you were. And just be honest, I called everybody dumb and stupid and liars because I went off on you.
Well, I might be dumb and stupid, but I'm not a liar, you know. Now, I'll lie to girls, but I won't lie to my parents, you know what I mean? No, I'm not
but
in the lying.
Why would he come on here? I mean, why would he come on here and repeat those things? That was what I'm wondering.
I don't know. To warn me. I think he's trying to warn me. You know, you're coming to get me or something.
Come on, Ron. You're enjoying this, Ron.
I am. Well,
you enjoy controversy.
Why can't I get past you? You know, can't. We've known each other for 14 fucking years, man.
Fucking right,
you
we've
know.
Known each other. And I've called you names on air and got mad at you
things. Oh, yeah.
And then I turn around and call you for advice on something.
Exactly. This is nothing. I'm used to it. I know how you work, man. You know, I know you used to be a professional troll. You're very good at it. I commend you on that.
I don't want to be a troll.
You was.
It was good.
I loved it. I used to love it. You know, I love trolls. I love them. It used to get me how you and fucking, you know, did you get motherfuckers' nerves going? It's no fucking. And people are so easy. You know, you just have to sit back and laugh. You know what I mean? It was entertainment to me.
Let me ask you a question, Ron.
Huh?
Would I sit here on this show and told me what you told me in a personal phone call? No.
I don't think so.
There's something called discretion.
Well, it's called privacy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, he's just stated the fact. I mean, I wouldn't have done that, but, you know, I would have said maybe something like, Kat just don't like you, and I'd say I don't give a fuck. Even with what he just told me here earlier, I don't give a fuck. So it don't matter to me. It doesn't affect me. You know what I mean? You can say all kinds of shit and what you hate about me, don't
Mike
like about me, whatever.
Mad.
I don't give a fuck. You know? I live for it. I
Let
want
me
fuckers
tell you
to hate
Mike's
me.
The bad. This is how low IQ he is. He read something by, what's her name? Oh, I forget her name. Talking about communists being in the McCarthy hearings, talking about Ann Coulter. Just Ann Coulter, who is an ignorant. She writes these books for the masses to bring up these conspiracy things, and it's just real hate-filled stuff. And she wrote this book about how Senator McCarthy was right that there were communists in the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the cause of all problems today is because we had communists in the White House in the government back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And
fuck, we still
and
do.
I got on him, and I
think we do.
But this was like in the 50s. This is somebody who wrote a book for the sensational qualities of it. just to make people outraged. It's far more complicated than that. So I told Mike, you know, Ann Coulter is just a big mouth. She writes books, you know, that sell. They're not
right.
intellectual. They're not academically based. They're just books versus, you know, you take one conspiracy theory and write a book about it, and people go, yeah, that's what happened. And what it does, it perverts history.
Right.
And my minor in college was history. I was trying to explain this to Mike. He got all bent out of shape, and he has never forgiven me for it, for making him seem, I don't know, what he perceives. He just really resents me for doing that. Because he went on later to try to make me seem like I was wrong and he was right. He just goes, he's got this vendetta in his heart against me. So I don't understand why he calls me. I do not understand it.
I can't.
He's totally untrustworthy.
Only he can answer that, why he does it.
Why
I can't.
I call you is out of respect, which, by the way, you're out of my Skype contacts, number one. Number two, since you don't want me to call you, I blocked you as well on Skype, so I won't be calling you there.
I have never called you, and I have never asked you to call me, Mike.
The only reason why I would call you on Skype is because, you know, when I do the
Mike,
calls,
I have a wife. I have a family. I have grandchildren. Sometimes they're here. People just can't call me out of the blue like that. I actually have a life and a family. I'm sorry.
But the only number he has is your Skype number? He doesn't have your cell
no,
and all
he
that
has
shit?
My house number.
I don't have my cell number. I couldn't get a hold through her on that one because I told her that.
Why do you need to call me?
Maybe because you're smart and he wants to get information. Mike, you have a learning disability, don't you, of some kind? Do you have something mentally wrong? Are you a little fucked up in the head?
I don't know.
Well, did you go to special education in school?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. That explains it.
Yeah, up to a point.
Right, yeah. I'm not saying you're completely fucking retarded. No, I'm not saying that. But you are a little light in head just a touch, man.
Once I got out of the public school system, I stopped going.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Well, I'm mentally retarded, and I got, you know, three fucking masters and a PhD, but, you know, that's just me. But, you know, doesn't make me any better than anybody else. I'm still just a low-life fucking dirt poor hillbilly when it comes down to it. They're just a piece of paper I acquired. That's what I call it. I acquired them. Because I don't use none of the shit I know. You know what I mean? I have in the past, but not all of it. You never use everything you're fucking taught. You use what you were trained in more, because that's what you're doing. You're actually in the field doing what you're going to do. In the book, it's not always the same fucking thing. Theory is
okay,
correct.
Okay, so if you know he's got these disabilities, why do you entertain these nasty things he says?
Well, he never says any nasty things to me. This is the first time he's ever technically said anything that anybody else has ever said about me, you know. And, you know, I technically don't trust anybody anyway, Kat. So, you know, far as it going for me believing it, then, well, you know, if you personally had something against me, I think you would personally call me and tell me, fuck you, Ron. That's what I believe would happen before it came from a second party from you. You know what I mean? I think, you know, I'm well aware of that. So, you know, but you haven't, you know, yet. You haven't called me a no good, rotten, dirty, lying fucking George Sinzer yet, which I'll think you're complimenting me, but you'll think, you'll be mad and I'll win and don't matter. You know what I mean? To me. So, you know, but that's that. If you were pissed enough at me, you would call me and fucking tear me apart. And I know you would. So, yeah. But far as it comes from a third party, Mikey, I'm sorry, bro. Kat wouldn't do that with me. We've known each other quite a long time, you know.
We've known each other.
We don't
very
talk
long
very often,
time.
But we talk serious shit. You know, that's what we do. Brief
yes,
conversations.
When we talk
yeah
personally, it usually right is serious.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm not
problem
calling it for a fucking, I'm not asking for a recipe on how to make fucking chocolate chip fucking donuts and shit like that, or cupcakes or pancakes or whatever cake there fuck there is with chocolate chips in it, but I, you know. But by the way, Kat, do you, you know, can't help it. I'm me. You
no,
know,
but
what
we
I
went to Costco today and I just went in and bought some of their chocolate chips, you know, that they sell on those. Those things taste like shit. They're horrible.
Yeah, you know what? I did something stupid yesterday. I was planning on going to an auction, okay? And I did. But before that, I was having audio problems with my studio. So I had bought a DVD platter. Oh, excuse me, damn, what the hell's wrong with me? I think that blood clot in my leg's going to get me. I had this new DVD player, never hooked up. So we hooked it up, tried to find out why I'm not getting sound through these speakers, okay? So we can throw a second system through to see what it kick up on the board and everything show up. Well, it did show up on the board. Everything worked. But the only disc I had around I bought for my grandkids was Flubber. You know, Robin Williams making that orange, that green fucking slimy shit that bounces all over the place. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember the movie? Any of Flubber?
Yeah.
We sit here, me and my assistant sort of watched that whole fucking movie once. And I don't know why. Oh. I mean, of all things. Yeah.
Were you stoned?
No. That's the funny part about it. We weren't fucking ripped. You know, and anyway, we watched that whole movie Flubber. It's so cute. Well, I most of it's Robin Williams. I really liked him as an actor and a comedian. You know, so it's sad
well,
how he went out. You know what I mean?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that a remake? Isn't that Flubber movie a remake?
I have no idea.
Of a preview? I think
I
it
no
is.
Idea. I don't know. It's Disney.
Flubber is the same idea. It was this movie Fred McMurray was in where he created this if you ever hit a ball with it, it's just the ball you'd hit a home run, the ball would just go out of the park.
Right.
So the concept is there.
You're right. Right. Okay, yeah, I remember. Now yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah, and it kind of that movie I remember, and it kind of reminded me of the Super Bowl. You know, the Super Bowls you used to go by for the quarter in the machines in the grocery store, the little rubber balls. You know, you could bounce, they'd go around.
I remember
those. Remember them Super Bowls? Yep. That was kind of a wild setup.
Your dog would go crazy trying to get it.
Oh yeah, they were fun to play with, but it didn't take much to lose one. You know, so yeah.
Well,
shit.
Did y'all see what happened at the Capitol building today? You didn't see that?
I just got home before I started the show. I hadn't been home at all.
Oh, they had a big demonstration. They went in the Capitol, and they were outside the Capitol, and they're pro-Hamas, yeah, anti-Israel, yeah. They had arrested like 300. Yeah, you ought to pull it up. Watch it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that, I just looked that up. That movie was a remake of The Absent-Minded Professor. Flubber. 1961. The Absent-Minded Professor with Fred Murray and stuff like that. But, yeah, I saw that, but... Did you guys see what happened over in Israel with the so-called president, where he couldn't even read 3x5 index cards of what they wanted him to read? The guy is just not there.
All right, here we go. I got it. Here we go. Here's the clip on it.
Well, the president said overseas, the conflict is also top of mind for many people here at home.
And Fox 5 Sierra Fox continues our team coverage live outside of the White House with more. Sierra?
Angie and Jim, it's been a tough few days. Right now, tensions are running high. According to the Secret Service, during a demonstration outside the White House here today, more than 30 people were arrested after not obeying lawful demands. Israeli-Palestinian conflict is on the brink of escalation, millions racing to evacuate as troops and tanks mass at the Gaza border. All while people like Washington, D.C. resident Bar Asherov are left worrying about their family and friends fighting to survive in Israel.
It's super, super sad. The past week has been probably the hardest week in my life, for my country. For anyone that I care about, it has been heartbreaking to see a terror attack of such cruelty that is in some instances worse than what ISIS has done.
Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian activists taking to the streets in our nation's capital. Protesters even chanting cease fire in front of the White House, demanding President Joe Biden end the battle.
Is there anything specific you would want to say to people who support the other side?
I can understand the grief and the pain that residents and civilians of Gaza are going through. And I accept anyone that wants to support any side. What I find hurtful is phrases that some people don't understand the meaning of, like from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, right? What that means is that there will no be Jewish state.
The intense violence and the prospect of more to come is having a deep emotional impact on people who care about both Israelis and Palestinians.
I hope and I dream that one day the Israelis and the Palestinians can live side by side in two states and have a very peaceful coexistence.
And while the Secret Service says there were some protesters crossing safety barriers and even blocking entrances, there is no direct impact to White House security operations.
Ron.
And the big story tonight is five. We're following breaking news on Capitol Hill. Pro-Palestinian protesters making their way inside of the Cannon House office building.
And let's take you there live right now as the demonstrations continue. And you can see the crowd there has certainly thinned out. And that's because Capitol Police have been making arrests for the past few hours inside that congressional office building. Fox News' Tom Fitzgerald has been live outside as the protests gathered earlier this afternoon. Fitz, how's it looking now?
Well, good evening. This started about noon today down on the National Mall. This group calling itself the Jewish Voice for Peace was out here today calling on Israel to enter a ceasefire after it's been defending itself following the Hamas attacks of a week and a half ago. But this protest began to leave the National Mall and made its way up here to Capitol Hill, and that is when things got out of control. Let me show you the scene right now. This is Independence Avenue and South Capitol Street. U.S. Capitol Police are out here in force. Now, the protesters themselves said they had about 400 of their members that were able to actually enter the Cannon House office building today, and arrests are underway right now. We are told by the U.S. Capitol Police that they said that they had warned the protesters to stop demonstrating. When they did not stop, we began arresting them, unquote. The Capitol Police also say that the arrests in Cannon are in conjunction with rolling street closures. So you ought to be aware of that as well. Now, joining us live tonight is one of the representatives of this organization, Marka Berg. Marka, we spoke to you earlier down on the National Mall. Why are you out here today, and why did you think entering the Cannon House office building, disrupting the operations today, was a wise choice today?
We're a group of Jewish Americans who have come here to call for an immediate ceasefire and an end to the genocide in Gaza. And that is in Congress's hands. They have the ability to do this. So we are here to have our voices heard by Congress to make sure everybody knows that the most important thing is a ceasefire.
You say you're a peaceful organization. We have reports from the U.S. Capitol Police that officers were assaulted today. How does that line up with a peaceful organization?
the group in there, which was a peaceful protest. It was led by rabbis. They were singing. They were sitting on the floor. They were holding up signs. They were saying prayers together for the lives that were lost. So that was what was the plan, and that's what was happening in there today.
How did you get into the building?
Citizens of the country and folks who are in the area are able to enter the building, go through security, and people went through security safely and were able to there to come together to sing their songs led by American rabbis here in this country.
We know there was an earlier protest at the White House this week. There's one here today on Capitol Hill. Can we expect more of these?
Until the ceasefire happens, Jewish Americans are not going to stop calling for peace in Gaza for an end to a genocide. So you can expect to hear our voices loudly until we get that ceasefire, until Gazans can sleep safely in their beds.
All right. Appreciate your viewpoint on this. Thanks for talking to us. We should tell you there is another view on this. Ron Halber, who is the executive director of the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Washington, tells Fox 5 tonight that in his view, this group is a minority in his view and represents a very small left-wing faction in their view. Now, about 10 minutes ago, the protesters announced that they were actually ending this demonstration. The music stopped, and you can see right now U.S. Capitol Police officers on bikes are slowly rolling through the area, telling the protesters to vacate the area. Some of them have moved down South Capitol Street. This has dispersed, even though Independence Avenue does remain closed. You can guarantee there are going to be more questions in the coming days about how this was able to escalate the way it did and how these protesters were able to get into a U.S. Capitol office building. We're live up here on the Hill. We'll send it back into you.
And President Biden's on his way back from Israel after pledging full U.S. support in the war with Hamas. He met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet. The president also siding with Israel on the rocket strike on a hospital in Gaza that killed hundreds. That strike sparked protests across the region, the White House citing intelligence showing it was fired by Islamic Jihad, not by Israel.
And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you. But there's a lot of people out there not sure.
The president also promising $100 million in aid for Palestinian civilians. He also worked out an agreement with Israel to get aid to civilians through the Gaza-Egypt border. It's not clear, though, when that would start.
Nearly 1,000 demonstrators marched to the White House to call on President Biden to demand a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. News 4's Mauricio Casillas reports today's demonstration also comes amid new warnings from the FBI about threats against both the Jewish and Muslim communities.
A moment of reflection in Farragut Square. This gathering was organized by If Not Now, a Jewish group that calls for equality and peace for Israeli and Palestinian people.
Many of us who have family and loved ones in Israel who were killed or kidnapped this week, we are grieving.
Grief and putting an end to suffering is what pushed many of the people in attendance to be here.
We need another way out of this nightmare, and that the bloodshed will only continue unless we de-escalate and again address the root causes of violence.
As the humanitarian crisis grows in Gaza and Israel appears to be preparing for a ground attack,
we refuse.
Demonstrators made their demands to President Biden clear.
You are the only one who can call for a ceasefire.
Demonstrators made their way down Connecticut Avenue marching toward the White House, some admitting that safety concerns were in the back of their heads. It comes as the FBI warns it's seen an uptick in rhetoric targeting Jewish people as well as Muslim institutions.
I'm deeply afraid of the potential for more violence against our communities, and I think if anything, it drives home that we can only get safety, all of us together.
The FBI says it's reached out to faith leaders across the country to discuss potential threats against their community and warn people that if they see something that concerns them, to speak up about it. Reporting outside the White House, Mauricio Casillas, News 4.
When your cat's a mean, then your dog is too.
And it's hard to know what's fake or true.
Just raise a glass with a friend or two.
And tell them more, tell them more, tell them more, do.
When the online trends keep getting worse.
And you lost your keys in the metaverse.
the protests here, they were peaceful. And just behind us here, you can see a lot of support for Israel in the city. And tonight, a rally to support Palestinians. Emotions running high as protesters are handcuffed and led out of the JFK Federal Building in Government Center.
We wanted Senator Warren to speak out today, right now, to demand a ceasefire.
Ceasefire now!
Senator Warren has an office here, and about a half dozen got tickets and court dates for refusing to leave the building when it closed. Part of a rally organized by the progressive Jewish group, If Not Now, calling on Israel to stop its airstrikes in Gaza.
We don't want to see an escalation of that violence, especially not in our name as Jews.
Continuing war, it's not going to bring peace in the end.
Across town, near the Israeli consulate, a show of support for Israel.
Israel has always been a strong friend and ally and partner to the United States.
City Council President Ed Flynn, joined by Israel's Consul General to New England, standing among a sea of Israeli flags in solidarity with the effort to stop Hamas.
So that we can free ourselves and, if possible, free our Palestinian civilian neighbors from a terror regime.
Now, after that rally tonight, Senator Warren released a statement saying that Israel has a right to defend itself, but also an obligation to protect innocent civilians. We're live in Boston tonight. John Atwater, WCVB News Center 5.
First here, breaking news off the top at 4, a group of pro-Palestinian protesters making their way inside the Cannon House building as we take a look here at live pictures as they unfold what's happening there right this minute.
Our Tom Fitzgerald is outside. Fitz, what can you tell us?
Well, we've been tracking this protest all day long. This started at about noon down on the National Mall, and then these protesters made their way up here to Capitol Hill and have now completely taken over Independence Avenue and South Capitol Street here on Capitol Hill, and protesters have entered the Cannon House office building. Take a look here. This has been the scene for about, I would say, an hour and a half now. This protest is by a group saying that they want Israel to enter a ceasefire now, as Israel has been responding to the terrorist attacks from Hamas about a week and a half ago. These people say that they believe that Israel is the aggressor here, and they want the United States and specifically President Biden to cut off all funding to Israel. Now, as you might imagine, up here on Capitol Hill, this has been an enormous disturbance to the business area here, and we can show you up on the Capitol steps. There are a large contingent now of U.S. Capitol Police, and we are now seeing some members of the Fairfax County Police, we believe, who are here on scene. Last night, the U.S. Senate Sergeant of Arms sent out a bulletin to House staffers making them aware of the fact that this planned demonstration was going to be held today, and advising not only members of Congress, but the congressional staffers as well, to use the underground tunnel network that is up here on the Hill to go to and from the Capitol office buildings. Now, during the day, we saw a lot of members of Congress who were coming out of that speaker vote today just walking out on the street, but that was before this protest made its way up here. We have not seen any members of Congress out here on the street now. We are understanding from the last update we got from the protesters, they say they had about 400 people actually enter the Cannon building. They say arrests are on the way, and this group says they're going to be out here supporting those people being arrested until this is over at some point tonight.
Fitz, thanks so much for the update. We'll stay in touch as the story continues.
That damn, a lot of news clips on that. They're all about saying the same shit, you know. But if someone arrested, you know, what the hell can you say? But anyway, Mike, wherever your, these links are put, chat room ain't no good to me. Bro. Yeah. I have no power in the chat room. Right. The clip that I put in from Joan Rivers, I put it in again. Yeah, I played that one the other night. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's another one that I put in from Bannon's War Room that he had somebody out there at the protest, and he was talking to another guy, but, you know, whatever, anyway. But, yeah, this
Let's see if I can find that.
What?
That clip of Joan Rivers. Yep, I found it. I also found that one you gave me with Glenn Beck. Here's Joan Rivers. Here we go. We'll play it again.
All right, so I'm trying to get celebrity reactions to what's going on with the Palestinians and Israelis right now.
Let me just tell you, if New Jersey were firing rockets into New York, we would wipe them out. I am so bored. We heard they were digging tunnels from New Jersey to New York. We would get rid of Jersey. So I don't want to hear anymore. Oh, we'll do a partial truce. The Palestinians, you cannot throw rockets and expect people not to defend themselves.
What about the civilian casualty rate?
Then don't put your goddamn things in private homes. I'm sorry. Don't you dare put weapon stashes in private homes, and then we say get out. Of course, we're going to do it.
The response normally is where are the civilians supposed to go?
I don't care. They started it. You're all insane. They started it. What are you all saying? They started. The Israelis did not throw their... For months this has been going on.
How do you resolve it?
How do I know? Because I have been over there. That's how I know. And I wish the world would know. And BBC should be ashamed of themselves. And CNN should be ashamed of themselves. And everybody, stop it already.
You know, like as Dwight Howard tweeted, "Free Palestine, take it back." Selena Gomez tweeted a pro-Gaza.
Oh, Selena Gomez. Oh. Yeah, that college grad.
All right, John, thank you.
John, thank you so much.
Well, Selena said that.
Rihanna has to take it back.
Tell her, let's see if she can spell Palestinian.
I'll ask her right now.
Thanks, John. Have a great day. Okay, that was Joan Rivers. Yes, well, of course, Joan Rivers, well, it's no more either, you know. They silenced her.
No.
Didn't they? Yeah. Yeah, huh? Yeah, they shut her right the fuck up.
You know, the Palestinians, they intermarry and cousins marry cousins.
Uh-huh.
And no other Middle Eastern country wants to take them in.
Mm-hmm.
They're...
Well, that's their own personal thing. That's like the wealthy here. Well, around the world, matter of fact. They inbreed. They do.
Not like
you. Don't want that bloodline fucked up, man. Like I said, human
but
farming.
But not like the Pakistanis do it too.
I get that. But they got their religious beliefs and bullshit. Look how long they've been fighting. That's a Middle Eastern thing. They like this shit started yesterday. You know what I mean? This shit's been going for fucking ever. You know what I mean? So
the reason why the Arabs do not consider them a country, consider it Palestine, is because of what happened with the Romans when they went there and invaded Israel in like 75 A.D. You know, and they had the map makers, the cartographers, basically to wipe them out the face of the earth. They changed the name of the goddamn area. They call it. It was Israel. They called it Palestine. So that's the genesis of this whole situation of the Arabs not wanting to recognize Israel as a country.
I don't know why I'm so tired tonight. I took a nap today. Maybe I slept too much. I'm enjoying my last few days of freedom. You know?
Just being lazy. Uh-oh, your wife's coming back, right?
Yeah, fuck. She is.
Well, I mean, you
did
have
peace and
a
quiet
certain girlfriend, didn't you?
What's that?
You did have a certain girlfriend come by, didn't you?
Oh, I have all my chicks come by. Shit, man. You know, one every hour on the hour. You know, I have to be well-serviced, well-maintained, man. You know, I don't want to take care of myself no more. Fuck that. I want to be a vegetable.
But
I don't know what kind of vegetable I want to be yet.
That whole intermarrying thing that Kat mentioned, that's a Middle East. It's not just the East people that do it. At one point, the Jews did it as well. You know, all those people down there, all of them kind of intermarry at times.
But Mike, you know, when me and my wife get a divorce, she'll still be my sister.
Come on, man.
Oh God. Well, Kat, you've gotten all quiet. What do you think about this Palestinian bullshit in Israel? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts, I can't stay on air.
What?
I can't stay on air. I can't stay on air. I probably get a call from Homeland Security to come and pick me up.
Probably. FBI show up real quick. Yeah.
It's just something that we're going to live with in this world for a very long time.
Yeah,
you know, Muslims are reproducing at a rate of 8 to 1. For every Muslim, they're 8 being born. For
really?
White women, yeah, we're not reproducing enough. We're at like less than 3. We're like at 2 point something.
Yeah.
So we're declining. The white race is declining. Western civilization. The white race is declining.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who in the fuck is calling me at 11:37 at night? Ugh, my bass player. Great. What's up, man? No, not much, man. Well, I'm on the air. I'm in the middle of the show. I'll let my audience hear you. We got it running. Everything's cool and that. I just got to get out, find a tire, and put it on that wheel. So we'll take care of that tomorrow. Yeah, I'm trying to do 10 things at one time, you know, because Hitler's going to be back Monday, so, you know. Yeah, that thing. All right. Yeah. Maybe. You can do it. Yeah, I'm cool with it. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm cool. Yeah, wasn't bad. So I can't complain too much. Barbara, I'm going to get back and finish the show, and I will holler at you tomorrow. All right, cuz. Later.
All right. Oh, shit.
Got to do business.
Well, yeah. Band members are like brothers, sisters, you know. You know. You always answer that call. Got to take care of your bandmates, man. That's what makes it all work.
Yep.
So, shit, we had a gig coming up. Everybody's know what's piece and parts and tires and shit and whatever fucking thing on. Parts, it's just... It's always that before a big gig.
Here's what's bad about the whole thing about this, the guy, Poopy Pants, going over to Israel. He was supposed to have a bunch of meetings with the Arabs, and they canceled all the meetings.
Well, they don't want to talk to him any fucking way. He's just going to try to beg for fucking oil. He's just going to beg for oil, man.
Right, and, well, that too, but they also consider him as being weak.
Yeah.
He's weak.
Yeah.
You're telling me that they would, if Trump was in there, they would they have canceled the meetings with Trump? Probably not. Probably not. Anybody, would they cancel the meetings with anybody else besides Biden? Probably not.
That's not why they canceled the meetings, but you go ahead and believe that.
Well, it's because of fucking oil.
Because you heard it on TV or you heard some stupid-ass person say it. See, this is what I mean. This is what I mean.
I'm just saying what I've heard about, you know, why they canceled. I just know that they canceled the meetings, all right? That's all I know.
Yeah, but they don't want to fucking talk to him anyway. It's the first time they backed out. He won't ever talk to him before, and they looked at him like he's fucking retarded. You know what I mean? So, yeah,
they
that don't surprise
want,
me.
They didn't want to. Look.
Go ahead.
What you all hear on television, this is, you can't really have a conversation with people or get all their news from television. It's just impossible to talk
to
them.
But I'm not talking about television, Kat. I'm stating the fact that they don't want to do business with the motherfuckers. You know?
Well, actually, they do want to do business with him. They want our money. We're in Jordan building a wall to separate Jordan from the from Syria.
Right.
The truth is, Biden may have canceled all of them. Our State Department may have canceled all those meetings because we can't afford right now for all these Muslim uprisings all over. You know, a lot of the embassies in the Middle East were attacked this week, or the past couple of days.
Right.
We have a military base in Turkey. They were protesting outside and doing all kinds of shit outside the Turkish military base. We aren't in a position to fight all these people.
Right. No, we're not. Well,
so it's a good thing that you didn't meet with these people.
Right. But the thing, shit didn't go south until COVID came to town.
Everything was perfectly kind of fine. I'm not saying perfect because it never is. That's just, you know, given. But when COVID came to town, everything went to shit. Right after Trump got out, it went to shit.
Right.
Of course, they're blaming some on him, and so maybe it is fault for some, but not comparably to the fact of what Biden's done. No, Biden has done completely fucking disaster, you know. I mean, that stack of fucking, executive orders he had on that desk when he became the president, that day, he signed all that shit, killing everything, fucking up the economy in the worst way it could ever be done. And
yeah.
Now here's where the scam really comes in the unfolder. People really caught on to see this now, for those that are not very witty about watching the shit. But when the fact is now they're going back to building that fucking border wall here, because and Biden say, well, that money was already appropriated for it, you know, it's got to be used for that, or it's against the law. Well, why did you stop doing it then?
It's
you
worse
see what I mean?
Than that. They sold.
It is
sold,
right.
They sold the unused construction stuff down there that we had spent billions of dollars on for a couple million dollars.
Yeah.
So now they have
for
to
repurchase
the stuff to build. Yeah.
Yep, and ain't got the money. They ain't really got the money. And then you know they're talking about shutting the government down again in November.
I don't care if they do.
I don't either. They've been nothing but a pain in the ass anyway since we've had them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But who's going to run the show?
You know, Pete, if you think the Republicans are your friend, I got a bridge to sell you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the Democrats.
Like I've said
vote.
Many times, at 5 o'clock, they all go home. It's the same fucking thing. You know?
Yeah.
The same thing. Yep. Ain't no fucking difference in any of them. Just a team jersey they wear.
you know.
What they're doing is doing shakedown. The lobbyists are going to, you know, we don't have a Speaker of the House. Well,
no.
What they're doing, the ones who are holding out, there's 20 of them. The lobbyists are, they're figuring out, well, what can I get for my vote?
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay me something.
Right, right. That's, that's one thing that should be, if we didn't have lobbyists in fucking influencing these motherfuckers, we wouldn't have it the way it is. We wouldn't have a state of confusion that we're in all the time, you know, on law.
But lobbying
law
is, but lobbying is in the Constitution. So.
Yeah, I understand.
The lobbying is just out of control.
Well, what really got me was when they passed the law on mandatory car insurance. That's when I said right there, that's communism. You're being forced to have to buy something. You're being forced out of money. Now, I get the fact, insurance is something is good to have, but there are those in this world that can't afford that privilege, you know, because it is a privilege. You're paying for a fucking privilege to have your fucking car carried or house or whatever, you know what I mean? But if you never have a car accident, do you ever get that money back? No. So that's 100% pure profit to these motherfuckers. The only thing out of it is a little bit of paper they sent you or a stamp, you know what I mean, or shit they send you in the mail. And that's it. That doesn't compare to the amount of money you pay a month, you know, like car insurance. You know, some people pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars a fucking month, a week, to have car insurance. My brother was an insurance broker, man. And he specialized in SR-22 insurance. That's all he fucking dealt with. He was, that is a guaranteed money maker like you wouldn't fucking believe, man. Because these motherfuckers got to pipe up $250, $350 a week to me, you know. So, you know, fuck. You get a fucking DUI, you're fucked. You got to have, by law, you have to have this SR-22 insurance for a certain amount of time, by the week. You got to pay this motherfucker by the week. Then you also have where they fucking, you got to have that breath machine where you blow in the motherfucker to start the car, which is hundreds of dollars of the week, you know. I got a buddy of mine now, he's out on bond right now after whipping some guy's ass and trying to fuck with his wife. He's out on bond now. They put him on a fucking ankle bracelet. He has to pay $100 a week for that motherfucker. What a scam.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Yeah, ain't that bullshit? There's always some catch-22 involved with getting fucking arrested and getting out. They still want to suck money out of you. It's a succubus, goddammit. That's what I'm going to call it, succubus. Hey, Boyd, I'm sorry I can't say hello to you in the chat room. BTR's got me blocked out of chat. They won't let me say hello to no motherfucker. So there you go.
And
shit.
The thing with that clip from Joan Rivers, she's right. You know, what are they doing? What are these people doing? In Israel, they're taking the doggone pipes that are used for supposed to be used for water, right? And they're turning them into missile launchers, you know. And they're putting them next to schools and stuff like that, or in schools or in hospitals. And that's the thing. What do you expect people to do if you're putting them next? And by the way, those schools in Gaza are nothing more, in my mind, than breeding grounds for terrorists. Because you gotta believe that they're radicalizing a lot of these kids that are in Gaza, right?
Hang on a second. Boyd, you could call in to the show using Skype. Can you call out on your Skype, can't you? Just look at the guest call-in number, 563-999-3726, and you can call right into the show through your Skype. I don't know if I can bring you through my Skype or not. I don't have it hooked up. I don't know what, you know, the BTR let me. No, I don't know if I can feed into it because I'm already on a different line with this. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But I do have Mixer running too, so.
Call in on your cell phone.
Yeah, you can call in on your cell phone too.
See, I can chat in Mixler, but I can't chat in BTR for some fucking reason. Don't ask me.
Again, BTR, you think they fix their shit, but sometimes they don't.
Yeah, I don't know what their story is. I can't. Well, I try refreshing it and see what happens, maybe. Nope. Can't do shit. I'm cock blocked out. Okay, there's Boyd, I think. All right, there we go. Welcome to the shoe. Welcome to the very big shoe. Merry Christmas. Happy Heineken.
Welcome to the shoe.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
I hate
oh
this.
Oh, my God.
Sound worth the shit. Hi, Kat. How's my baby?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How's that monstrous, mean T-Bone doing?
He's just as ornery as ever.
Living in the lap of luxury.
Just as ornery as ever.
Living in the lap of luxury.
Yeah, he
hey,
does.
Ron?
So, he's over there late.
Ron?
Yes, sir.
I have never seen a little dog make two big dogs cower like T-Bone.
Yeah, shit, yeah. Little dog, big bite. You know, I've seen that before, a little dog taking on big dogs. That's funny. You don't see it much, but
mm-hmm.
I've seen it before. Yeah, that's too funny. Yeah, yeah, so shit. How's the weather in Alaska?
It's been pretty good, sunny.
Right
today,
cool.
I don't know. I think it got to about 43 or something like that.
Oh, well, hell, that's a heat wave for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think we hit 70-something today, 71, 72. Well, we're starting to drop in temperature. At least we're not in that cooking fucking 9800 shit. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I know. It broke down here, too.
Yeah, you guys got fucking cooked on it, didn't
morning.
You? Yeah.
Oh, God. This summer, I don't think the devil was down here. It was so hot.
56 was our highest this morning here. But the other night before that was fucking 38. We were shooting for a frost.
That's good.
Yeah. Yep, new weather.
I think that's what my high is supposed to be come Friday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Well, you're used to it, so, you know.
I planted these green beans, and some are purple and some are green, or white and purple, and they just weren't doing crap, but when that weather broke, they're just everywhere now.
Yeah.
A ton of green beans.
Yeah. I had tomatoes do the same thing.
Really?
Yep. I had cherry tomatoes really take off like some bitch after the heat stopped. You know, even though they were in half mostly shaded area, I've learned my lesson well about growing tomatoes. You know, they need direct sunlight. Fuck, no, they don't. No, they don't.
No.
Tomatoes
they don't
do not need that. Because you'll burn the fucking blooms off them fuckers quicker than shit. You know, the sun will cook them fuckers off. So,
tomatoes grow best when there's a 20-degree difference in day and night, like 60 and 80, 50 and 70.
Right.
And tomatoes take off.
Yeah. Well, right now, like you said, them cherry tomatoes take off. The other ones ain't doing much and nothing. They're still kind of dragging on, but them cherry tomatoes ain't fucking around.
Oh,
big clusters, big cluster of tomatoes, you know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about, you know, 26-inch long cluster of tomatoes, you know. Big, long, big fuckers. And they're suspended. They're in buckets, these big 5-gallon buckets, okay? But they're off the ground. They're off the ground. So.
Yeah.
Because I just know how they grow. I know how the cherry tomatoes grow, and they grow very well like that. And,
yeah.
Yeah. I wind up freezing half of them, you know, have them get frozen. Or most of them, whatever we don't consume will freeze.
Everybody's, why do you raise tomatoes? Why can you do that? Well, because it's easy. It's easier than canning them. You know. All you got to do if you want to, and when you use them to cook like chili or spaghetti or make some type of sauce, shit like that, out of them, all you do is just run them under hot water and the skin peels right off. Skin peels right off. Nothing to it. So, and I used to grow a lot of black creme tomatoes and do that with them. You know, black creme?
That's all I grow are black creme and cherry.
Past couple years, I've not had very much luck with black creme for some fucking reason. I've grew a couple.
And they did not do that great this year, but it's because it was so hot, and I planted them late.
Right.
You really got to plant down here at the end of March, first April.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah, especially like bell peppers, shit like that, you better have them fuckers. You better start them fuckers in November in your house and get them ready out, be out by end of March.
Bell peppers, just because they take up so much room and they take so long to grow, it's not, like, cost-effective. Well, shit, growing anything in my little gardens, it's not cost-effective at all anyway because we spend a ton of money on water.
Right.
You know.
Well, but,
I just like fresh food.
Well, I got rain catchers off these roofs and stuff. I got all that. That's what I used for the garden. I'd rather use that than anything else. But there again, I don't live in a subdivision. You know, I can do that.
Yeah.
You know. But you can get
the garden up anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah, I got 19.5 acres to fuck around with. You know.
I can.
Yeah, I didn't know I had an extra acre. I always thought I had 18.5. I went and did my taxes again, and for some reason I had to go back and do something. I go back to the courthouse. And for somehow or some fucking way, there's another acre I don't know about where it came from. I really don't. But apparently, I have 19.5 acres here on this piece of property. I'm like, well, fuck, I thought I only had 18.5. Not that 1 acre makes a fucking bit of difference if they charge you more taxes for it, you know. So.
Yeah, well.
What the fuck?
Floyd has your dogs.
They're doing pretty good. They're back in their old routine like they never left.
Tell you, those dogs are beautiful. Those are some of the prettiest dogs I've ever seen.
Yeah, they need to go to the groomer, that's for sure.
Oh, shit. What kind of dogs are they?
Golden Retrievers.
Golden Retrievers, okay. Yeah, I say that, but I just didn't remember. Yeah, they are pretty dogs. I've seen them, you know.
But his dogs, you
can
tell them apart. They have distinctive look, each one.
Right. And their own personalities.
They were like, I don't think they thought T-Bone was a dog. I think they thought he was a monster.
Probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably a little monster. I had two Dachshunds, trust me. Eris, the queen, the female dog we had, she was the fucking boss of the house. She did run this motherfucker, you know. And the last vacation my wife took, when my wife got home, the dog died. You know, the dog was so fat anyway, we overfed the dog. My wife did, you know. She pampered that fucking dog like no tomorrow. I said, man, you got to stop that shit. That dog's going to die, you know. And she did. She came when wife got home last time. She took a trip. Last year, she came home. Dog was dead 2 hours later.
You can't overfeed a dog.
This dog didn't matter. Either feed it or get bit. What do you want? Take your pick.
Yeah, but you got to train them. You got to let them know who's boss.
Yeah, we got her that way. See, that's the problem. We got her from somebody else. You know, had her. The reason we got her is because the guy that had her, his new wife, didn't like that dog. I don't think the dog liked her. You know what I mean? But she loved my wife. She was good to me, but she'd bite me every once in a while, too, just if I touched her. You're in bed, she had to be in bed with us all the time, okay? But if I rolled over and just touched that dog, what the fuck, Eris, you bitch? You know? So, yeah, she was something else.
Your number.
Yes, she did. You motherfucker. I mean, she never hurt me. You know what I mean? But still, kind of shocks you a little bit.
Let you know that she's there.
Fuck. She was bigger than me, boy. Fuck. What do you mean, man? She's like 40 inches long and fucking round as a goddamn fucking bologna sausage, you know? Like a stick of bologna. And these little bitty thing they call feet sticking out from underneath it. You know what I'm saying? It looked like a cartoon character.
Mm-hmm.
But it was alive and living. Yeah. We had her about 10 years. Dash Hounds only live about 9, 10 years anyway. They don't live long, you know?
Do y'all remember that cartoon? It was an adult cartoon. It was called Cat Dog. It was a dog.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was dogs one side and a cat on the other end.
Right, yeah.
That was the funniest thing. Cat Dog.
That was retarded. I thought it was mentally fucking
retarded.
Retarded.
It was
yeah,
so funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
How about Ren? Did you ever watch Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Remember Ren and Stimpy? They were
yes,
funny.
I do.
It was funny.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Oh, man.
Matter of fact.
So what are y'all going to do when they bring the draft back? Because you know they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all going to get, y'all all going to become gay? Oh, wait a minute. They let gay
yes.
people in. Can't do that.
One fine day with a whoop and a purr, a baby was born and it caused a little stir. No blue buzzard, no three-eyed frog, just a feline, canine, little cat dog. Cat dog, cat dog. Alone in the world with a little cat dog. Out on the road or back in town, all kind of critters wouldn't get dog down. Gotta ride the bubble, gotta try to get along. Gotta walk together, gotta sing this song. Cat dog, cat dog. Alone in the world with a little cat dog. Cat dog, cat show. Alone in the world with a little cat dog.
I had to play that. I'm sorry, cat. I didn't mean to catch y'all, Trudy.
I love that show.
That wasn't the whole song. I cut it off in half, but you know. Anyway, you kind of got the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You don't see cartoons. I don't even watch TV anymore. You know.
Well, you cannot watch it, kids. I watched something one day, and they put all this stuff just. Political correctness and about you have to accept people because they're gay. And I mean, it's just crazy stuff that's up there with kids are watching now.
Well, the thing that got me was the fact of when he started teaching about sexual preference and shit like that to kids, you know, that they got a choice to be, if they want to be a girl, they can be a girl. If they want to be a dog, to be a dog. You know, I seen read an article on where fucking, they were showing, they were putting fucking litter boxes in fucking schools for these kids to identify themselves as cats.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah. I think we need to put a treatment center in all the fucking schools for people to act like that because they're considered crackheads. You know. That's what I think.
They don't like it. They don't like it when you call them out on being in too politically correct and all that shit. Look at what happened when they remade, when Disney tried to freaking remake Snow White with a person and they
with
got blowback
girl.
On it and they don't like that.
Right. Right.
You know? With the Hispanic person or whatever.
Well, look at Disney. But look how far fucking Disney, how bad they hurt themselves. You know, they're going to wind up closing them theme parks. People ain't going to them anymore. After they tried to pull that bullshit with that fucking gay story hour shit on the Disney Network. Remember that? Gay story hour or whatever they called it. You know, the LBGQ
drag
weird
queen.
Mother.
It's called Drag Queen Story Hour.
Drag Queen Story Hour. Yeah, on Disney.
I know. Well, you know what happened? Why Drag Queen, you know, Drag Queen Story Hour is actually a corporation. And what happened was all these states, and Texas was one of them, they used to pay Planned Parenthood to go into schools and teach people teach kids sex education, right? So all these states that said, we don't want, you know, Planned Parenthood. We're going to defund Planned Parenthood. Okay. So they defunded Planned Parenthood. So they gave the money to Drag Queen Story Hour to go into the schools and teach children about, you know, sex. So that's what happened.
Yeah, but they're showing them as a fucking, they're showing them as gay. Ain't they?
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Drag Queen gay. That's a gay person,
well,
isn't it? But they got, how many, was it, 87 different fucking, you know, things you can be, you know?
Yeah.
You can change whatever you are by a snap of a second. You walk into a fucking room, you could be totally something different. You know what I mean? When I walk into a room, I'm a chair. You know, when I walk into a room, I'm a fucking ashtray. You know, I mean, how idiotic and stupid could you really fucking be? You, nobody in their right fucking mind could be that fucking stupid. How can you identify as an animate object and you're not? You're a human fucking being. Either you got a strong or none. That's that. There is no, well, unless you're a morphidite, that's a different story. You're a born freak of nature. Just like the bearded people, the hairy people, you know, grow hair on their body, the bearded lady, the super tall Alton giant, shit like that. Now, they're freaks of nature. That's an oddity of nature. You know, I can't be the tallest man in the fucking world because I think I am, or I say I am, because I'm not, you know? You see what I mean? You can't hocus pocus and turn yourself into fucking something else, man. You can't fucking do it.
And
I don't care what surgery you
woman.
Have or what, right, or what drugs you take to become whatever. You still ain't it. You're still the original fucking product. You know, since we got on the topic of human being products.
Now just hang on now. The United Nations has just come out and declared that lesbians can have penises.
They can.
Yeah.
They can, boy. I know they can.
Well,
you don't
I know they can because I am one.
Exactly. So am I. I'm a bona fide lesbian. I love pussy. Love it. So there you go. So it's true. Men, you know, lesbians can have penises. Or vaginas. They can have either one. What's that?
Women fought for equal rights and, you know, feminism fought for women's rights and all. This is the biggest assault against women and women's rights ever in history of the world.
Well, I mean, hey.
Because no matter how much you can say a person can change gender, a man can never have a baby. Your DNA, I mean, what is it? Your chromosomes, you are born.
That's not true either. A man can have a baby. I've proven that one too. Without a benefit of a doubt. I've proven it. You want to know how I know? Because look, check this out. I was at my dentist office, and on the wall, they got these plaques glued to the wall. It says, if you are pregnant or think you're pregnant, please let a staff member know, okay? So I did. I told the chick, I say, I need to inform you that I am pregnant. And she laughed, and I said, ma'am, I'm serious. She goes, really, how can you be pregnant? You're a man. I said, I am. And she, how is that, sir? I said, well, I'm having a baby elephant. The trunk's already out. You know, so. There again, I prove again, man could have a baby.
Okay.
I don't know when the rest of it comes out, but the trunk's been out for quite a while. I guess it needs air too, huh?
Hey, so
boy, Mr. Rick, you're crazy. What's that?
You are crazy. Boy, said the man declared this. So when did this happen?
Men declared what?
Men can have, lesbians can have penises.
Yeah, they can. Yes, they can. Me and Boyd are both lesbians. Did you know that?
A few days ago.
Yeah, we're full-blown lesbians. Straight-up lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
We're more lesbians than lesbians. We're authenticated lesbians. We don't have to snap nothing on. We already got equipment, man. We're ready to go. You know?
You know, a bunch of sexual perverts are taking the world over.
Perverts? Yeah, well, I think more pedophiles than perverts are perverted pedophiles.
I'll go with that one.
Well, that's the thing. They do want our children.
Yeah, they do. Ask Bill Clinton. He wants them. He gave a $5,000 incentive for every child you take out of a home to fucking social services. Ain't that nice? Motherfucker. Yeah,
Bill Clinton. There's over 60,000 children missing in Ukraine. They don't know where they are.
Probably in the black market somewhere.
Hell yeah.
Sell them, fuck. Either dead or dead. But you got to look at the whole picture of that fucking shit. Who's at fault here? Israel or Palestine? Or both of them? You know, like I said, this shit's been going on forever. So
yeah, but you just think of it this way, too. The other Arab countries want them to kill each other because they don't want the Palestinians, and they certainly don't love the Jews. So
yeah, so either way. And what religion do they both hate? Christians.
Jews hate Christians.
Yeah, they do.
Jews don't teach to hate Christians, but the Muslims do. We're infidels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're all infidels.
Well, I played high infidelity. Is that the same thing?
But they hate everybody, and there's a reason why the other Arabs don't want these people in their countries, and they're putting up walls and everything else, you know? They don't want anything to do with the people in the West Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, none of them want Palestinians. Period. End of story.
Where they go, they cause trouble.
But they got so many supporters over here. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was that one senator? What senator congresswoman had that Palestinian flag in her office, or by her office, or some shit?
Well,
that
kind of
twisted them off a little bit. See
she's
what?
Oh, that's
yeah, right.
Believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not just her. It's also Omar as well. Ilhan Omar. So yeah,
I believe
people in the Congress.
That I believe
those
AOC
people.
Is to build import 1 million of those Palestinians as refugees.
Well, they've already been sliding through. You know that. They've already been sliding through. Fuck.
They're coming across the border. But this part, if they get refugee status, then they get a whole bunch of free stuff. I mean, just they'll get down payments for a house. They'll get free medical, free education, just free food stamps, you name it. The red carpet is rolled out to them for them. I got a feeling they're going to settle them somewhere in the Midwest.
Now, my question is, I thought they was going to sell some of them in some of these towns they're building, like the one in Texas.
They built that for Mexicans.
Oh, Mexicans, okay.
Called Colony Ridge. And it's run by the cartels. You don't need any money. You just take over the, you just get a loan. There's no, you don't even need a social security number. Y'all know about that place I'm talking about? Y'all, Colony Ridge? It's a whole city. It's been built down here, northwest of Houston. Mm-hmm. People already live there, and they fly Mexican flags in their yard.
Oh, isn't that
hello, great? Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm a ding, ding. They fly Mexican flags in their yard? Oh, shit.
Yeah, they don't speak English.
I think I'd be had me famous with a big old paintball gun. Mm-hmm. Bunch of damn idiots.
if it's true that's a cartel town, what should happen is what should happen with the cartels is we designate them a terrorist group, and we go and take that town.
The cartels are sitting in Congress. This is the way it works. What gun?
No, he said, yeah, you're right. You got these fuckers that are sitting in Congress, you know, the raghead, goat-humping motherfuckers, terrorists. They support terrorist organizations. They fucking admit it, okay? So if you support terrorist organizations, then you're one of them. I mean, how much simpler can you get? I mean, that's pretty simple. Bam.
Well, the cartels are bringing a lot of people here from the Middle East.
Oh, yeah.
There's, and if people come over here, they owe the cartels money. So they come over here, and they owe the cartels money for them bringing them here. So
mm-hmm.
The cartels know where they are.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't do what the cartels want them to do, well, the cartels will just kill their families.
Yeah.
Back to Mexico or Costa Rica, Panama.
Well, Cat, you probably know where the Bandit Griff Chevrolet dealership is over there in Arlington, Arlington Grand Prairie, right there on 20. They had a big old shootout last week. Some raghead ex-employee of Bandit Griff there. Came in there and started shooting up the place with a rifle.
Why?
And he was some disgruntled ex-employee. And they went out in the park. They had about 40 damn cops over there. Popped him about 5 times. They said he'd be in charge, so they didn't kill him. But you see by the picture, you know, Mohammed or whatever his fucking name is, was. Yeah.
Well, when I lived up in Dallas, there was a couple killings where the Muslim father, the teenage girls who were dating white boys or whatever, or putting makeup on, going to school and stuff, so the fathers killed them. They're called honor killings. Yeah.
Yeah, killings, yeah. Yep.
Honor killings.
Yep.
I'll put it in Ron's chat room right there. Here's a link to the whole shootout right here. There you go.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but several years ago, wasn't there a Muslim guy that owned like a TV station or an independent TV station somewhere, maybe in California or something, that got accused of killing his wife, and he claimed that it was in his religion because it was like an honor killing or something like that, you know. And I think that's what happened.
Well, there was one that killed his wife because of that, and there was another one that killed both of his daughters because they dated or they started dating outside of their Muslim religion, killed their ass, 16 years old, I think. So these thinking people, no, they're not people, because people are human, and these people are not human. They're animals. They're nothing but savage beast is all they are.
But animals don't kill like that.
Yeah, that would be an insult to the animal community, okay? These things are worse than that. Okay?
They're savages,
if I was God, I would have stomped them out. I would have exterminated them a long time ago. Okay? Centuries ago. You know? The world would be a better place without them. I guarantee it.
You can't, And you can't, you don't negotiate with savages. You just don't.
Well, you know, no, you can't. Would you want to negotiate and try to lovey-dovey on a rabid dog? You want to go French kiss rabid dog? Try to pet it? Try to, you know, oh, you're just a rabid
yes,
dog.
Yes, I would.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, I would. I would love
Ron
that
would. They're proud about that.
Damn right.
Yeah, he would. They're the exception there. You know, Ron's always the exception. You know, cousin hillbilly Ron would definitely do that. You know.
That's right. That phone makes the best shaving cream money can buy. I'm telling y'all.
No,
that's not
definitely.
Get some Raby. Raby
yeah,
cream is Raby, the best.
Raby cream. There you go. Raby cream.
Raby cream.
Yeah, there you go, baby.
It's a household name out yonder.
Yeah.
Some of those settlements that they went into when they people, you know, when they invaded Israel, they went in there and some of those, they all know what a kibbutz is. It's like a settlement and it's like all these houses that are near each other, but they have like land around them that they farm or grow, you know, grow food or herd animals.
Mm-hmm.
And they're nice little homes, well kept up and everything. And some of the families in these homes, they have a safe room, but, you know, the terrorists know the safe rooms are there. So they went in the safe rooms, and some of the families, when the bodies were brought, you know, to be forensically examined, they had tied them up and burned them alive. And some of the bodies, they didn't know what they had, so they scanned them, like I guess a CT scan, and there were children, just bodies had melted into their parents' bodies, where the parent was holding the child.
Well,
the ones that they cut the heads off were lucky, because if you're burnt alive, I can't imagine anything worse.
Oh yeah, like I said, those people are animals. It would be an insult to the animal community that these fucking people, things, and they're not people, they're things, they're oots or its or whatever you want to call them. I mean, these things are evil. Well, you want to see evil. In its pure form or its everyday form, there you go right there. Okay, that is evil. And these idiots, they've been fighting each other over there for centuries. Hell, they don't even know what the fuck they're fighting for now. You know, it's just like that feud between the Hatfields and McCoy. That went on for 100 years. And then at the end, they didn't even know what they were fighting for. They're just fighting. That's what them fucking idiots over there are. I hope they all get their ass whooped. They kill each other. Good riddance. Bye-bye.
This has been going on since biblical times.
Oh, biblical times. Yeah, centuries. Yeah. And they still don't know what the hell they're fighting for. Okay, so they done forgot that. They forgot what they were fighting for centuries ago. Okay. They're just fighting. They're just, let's blow each other up. Let's kill each other. Yeah, you know. Fucking idiots. Yep. Oh, we're the God's chosen and all that. Fuck you. You ain't chosen. You, a pile of dog shit is more chosen than your ass is any day of the week. God, how fucking stupid can you get? No, you ain't. You know, goddamn chosen mother.
What do you expect from people who believe that their God is going to come out of a fucking well and take over the world, right? The whole Mahdi or whatever the hell it is. That's what they believe.
Well, they think that their God's going to come out of their asshole, we up and take over. Yeah, there you are, you stinking son of a bitch. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. Yeah. One hand bitch.
You know,
go ahead.
When we went into Afghanistan, right, or even Iraq, we built schools. And we had to teach those people how to read and write before we could educate the soldiers we tried to train over there. And so they built these concrete buildings, right? And they didn't have plumbing, so they brought in porta potties. And the Arabs did not know how to use a toilet because they poop standing up. So if you're dealing with a culture that poops standing up, and so they would go into the standing up and just make everything filthy in there. I'm serious, y'all. How can you civilize these people?
You can't.
And they wipe their butts with their fingers. How in the world can you civilize these people?
You can't. Because they're animals.
What's so new about that? I've been doing that for years the way I was raised. You know, stand up, take a big country shit, and I scrape the fucking dirt on the cupboard.
You understand
and
that.
I go, over here.
You know how nuts you are, Ryan.
You use corn husk, I'm sure. You know, corn hogs. Yeah.
Corn on the cob, dried out real nice.
Yeah, dried out.
Hard to reach places, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Corn cob on a stick.
My asshole looks like you've been through a fucking wood planer all the years I've been using a cob. I've been sharpening chainsaw chains with that son of a bitch. You know what I mean?
What was that, boy?
I said when I got drafted, there was a couple of guys that were in my basic training on the first day or two would not sleep inside the barracks. And that was because you don't sleep in the same building that you shit in.
Good Lord.
Damn.
Well, I mean, they grew up with an outhouse, you know, all their lives. They didn't know what indoor plumbing was.
Yeah.
Coming in out of the hills.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend of mine one time drove past my property here. Calls in. I seen you outside. What are you doing? I said, taking a shit. Was you watching? So, you know. Shit, I walk around in my yard naked. You know?
Oh, God.
Really. Why not? God. Who's going to see me? Who the fuck's going to see me? You know? You know, I climb up the trees and I go cuckoo, cuckoo, shit like that all the time.
Oh, swing from the and swing
naked.
Well, to change the subject, do any of y'all follow the World Series or you're following the playoffs right now?
No.
No. Okay.
I do.
Never mind.
Get my
religion.
My team.
Get my religion.
Not doing well.
60 seconds and we're in overtime. Children of the Corn. Letting y'all know.
My team is not doing well.
Which team?
Houston.
Mm.
Yep. I try my best to follow it, but because we don't have them on TV or on the radio. Oh, and by the way, and Ron can comment on this, that does everybody here know that they're starting to build cars without AM radio in them?
Mm-mm.
Never heard that.
Well, that's right.
They've changed that. They've changed it.
They have?
They're going to keep the AM radio in the car.
Hmm.
Well, I thought what I heard, and I kind of agree with this, is that was them going after conservative talk radio.
because people like Hannity and stuff are going nuts about it because it would hurt them. Right? Hello?
Who's shaving?
Me.
Oh.
What are you shaving, Gunslinger?
My ass.
Okay.
I'm upside down on my desk.
Yeah. So get your neck pubes caught up in that cutter. It'll hurt
like
a bitch. All right,
y'all going down Gross Alley here talking about nuts and stuff.
That is part of human anatomy. That is natural. That's more organic than organic vegetables at the grocery store.
Not mine.
How do you think you got here in this world, Kat? You came from a sack of nuts. Just like the rest of us. We all came from a sack of nuts.
Okay.
We were the chosen ones.
Let me tell you what happened to my car, okay?
Okay.
My Sirius XM quit working, so we disconnected it again and hooked it, the battery, and put it back up. And now Sirius XM won't work at all. So, where is your fucking satellite antenna in your car? Is it in your back windshield?
It's the antenna on, built on the car.
There's no antenna built on the car.
It might not be your radio though. It could be Sirius XM. You have to call them up. They might have something fucking.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Don't you think that I did that? Do you think I'm that
No,
stupid?
I don't think you did.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, what'd they tell
you're
you?
An asshole.
I'm fucking
you're
with you, man. You know
asshole.
Me. No, I'm
no,
not. I'm a nice, loving, caring person. You know that, Kat. I'm just
I
fucking with
you. Remember, we talked about this before, and it worked, okay?
Yeah, right.
So
right.
We did it, and that happened about a month ago. The other day, my husband, who doesn't tell me anything until later, because I drive the RAV most of the time if I drive it, and once in a while, he'll drive the Camry. So
right.
And he says the other day, he said, oh, by the way, Sirius is not working in the Camry. And so I'm like, okay, then just go out there and disconnect it, the battery, and reconnect it. And no, it didn't work. So I got on the phone, called Sirius, and asked them, could they resend the signal? Went through the whole thing again where we, you know, disconnected it, reconnected it, and everything. Mm-hmm.